It's official. The Super Bowl halftime performer has been named It's Bad Bunny. Now, supposedly, Taylor Swift did meet with the NFL. Two reasons. She's not doing it. She didn't want to do it for free. She also wanted a lot of control, more than just beyond her performance. Snoop Dogg will return for NBC's Winter Games coverage. The number one movie over the weekend in theaters, one battle after another. In music news, Ella Langley says we can expect one or two more songs still yet this year. The first one she will release is called Choosing Texas. And Dolly Parton has had to push back her Caesars Palace residency, which was scheduled for December due to health issues. She's moved the dates to September of next year. Not a good weekend for the Minnesota Vikings. But check this out. Backup quarterback for the Steelers, Skylar Thompson, was jumped and robbed by several men in Dublin. And finally, Monday Night Football, we've got a couple of games for you. Dolphins are hosting the Jets. That's on ESPN with a 6:15 kickoff. And then, an hour later, the Broncos are at home up against the Bengals. That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.